Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday assured the Lok Sabha that the government is very serious on the issue of paper leak and the guilty will not be spared. He said necessary steps are being taken on a war footing. Replying to the motion of thanks on President's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament, Modi informed that arrests have been made across the country on the need examination issue and all necessary steps are being taken to make the process foolproof. He also informed that the government has already brought a strong law to deal with such menace. The Prime Minister asserted that people have given a mandate to the NDA for stability and consistency in the Lok Sabha polls and in the third term too. The government will work with three times more strength, speed and bring threefold result. The Lok Sabha adjourned Sanadai yesterday after the lower house adopted a motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses, Speaker Om Birla made an announcement in this regard. Birla said, during the session, the Lok Sabha recorded 103% productivity. He said a total of 539 members took oath in this session. The session of the Lok Sabha, which was convened on 24th of last month, was scheduled to end the day. Accused Jalil Khan Pathan and Sanjay Jatav, who were arrested in the NEET paper leak case, were remanded in CBI custody till 6th of July. After the investigation into the Latur connection in the NEET scam was transferred to the CBI had sought custody of the accused for a thorough investigation of the case. The lawyers of the accused had demanded the judicial custody of both accused, saying that the Latur police had already completed the investigation in this case. However, the court has remanded both the accused to CBI custody. The National Scholarship Portal has opened the registration window for the National Means Come Merit Scholarship Scheme for the academic year 2024-25. Education Ministry said the portal is open for one-time registration as well as application for fresh and renewal scholarships. The last date for submission of applications is 31st of August this year. The one-time registration is a unique 14-digit number issued based on the Aadhaar and it is required to apply for the scholarship. The ministry said the students who have received a one-time registration number can directly apply for the scholarship on the National Scholarship Portal. Nagaland will be launching Sampurrata Abhiyan for aspirational district and aspirational blocks in the state tomorrow. A launching program will be held at Hopungkyo Memorial Hall in Giffre. A team from Niti Aayog will also be visiting Giffre district and aspirational block Kongsa for the event. The government has launched a Sampurrata Abhiyan as part of the broader initiatives of the Aspirational Districts Program and the Aspirational Blocks Program as an effort to drive a rapid and effective development in India's most underdeveloped regions. Initiated by Niti Aayog, the core strategy of Sampurrata Abhiyan is to focus on six indicators and ensure their complete saturation to achieve a quick and substantial impact. By refining in on these critical metrics, the campaign seeks to drive tangible improvements in health, nutrition, agriculture and education, thus laying a strong foundation for long-term growth and development in these regions. The three-month-long initiative will conclude on 30th September. The Ministry of Education has invited self-nominations from the eligible teachers for National Teachers Award 2024. The last date for receipt of online nominations is 15th of this month. The ministry said that a total of 50 teachers will be selected through the three-stage selection process at the district, state and national level this year. The award will be conferred by President Draupadi Murmu on the occasion of Teachers' Day on 5th September in New Delhi. Eligible teachers may send their nominations to the ministry's portal www.nationalawards2teachers.education.gov.in. And in local sports, the first men's summer star championship, organized by the Basketball Association Tuensang District, commenced yesterday at Loyem Ground in Tuensang Town. Speaking at the opening ceremony, STOBWD Mechanical Twensang Nabum Tumbo emphasized the importance of discipline, hard work, and perseverance in achieving success both on and off the court. A total of 6 teams are competing in the championship. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.